So in previous years, I have often asked the assembly, so how's your Lent going? At the beginning of my homilies during Lent. I haven't done it this year yet, and a couple of people have noticed. And I wasn't exactly sure why I didn't do it. Maybe I thought I had overused it. Maybe I thought, and this is more likely, that my Lent has been a struggle and I really didn't want to talk about it. A struggle to stay on course with my Lenten sacrifices, my Lenten effort to grow closer to God. Maybe a few of you can identify with this. You know, it goes like this. You try to read a book that you know will bring you closer to God, but watching reruns of Heroes or West Wing on Netflix seems more appealing. Or a local sports team is having a great season and you just can't bear to miss a minute of the intense action. Or perhaps, for those of us who are involved in Lent, from a ministry standpoint, this is one of the busiest times of the year after Christmas. And in an effort to be the best we can in our ministry, we forget that it's about our being close to God in spirit and in action. That's the reason for the season, not entirely the busyness of our ministry. And that's why today's readings, and specifically Jeremiah, can have such meaning to us. In Jeremiah's reading today, we learn once again for God's everlasting love for us, and that he is as close as a heartbeat. He is deep within us. And that song was inspired from Jeremiah. The book of Jeremiah's overall message has a number of major themes, but today I'll be focusing only on one, the new covenant. In the verses preceding this reading, though, Jeremiah tells his people that no longer will the sins of the father be heaped on the children 1,000 times. If an individual sins, they will be judged. This passage offers a renewal that paves the way for the new covenant to follow. Jeremiah is credited with discussing the first new covenant that God will make with his people after the Sinai covenant, after the escape from Egypt. But it will not be the last new covenant we hear of. It is the first of many, culminating, of course, with Christ as the final new covenant established hundreds of years later. Jeremiah is the first to describe a pre-existing interior relationship with God that is defined by God. He is the first to mention a covenant of personal responsibility and relationship with God that lives in our hearts, not on a tablet. This is a covenant that describes a movement from the laws of the external world, you know, that are external to a person, to laws internal to oneself. It begins the process of forming a conscience based on an interior relationship with God. In verse 31, the phrase, the days are coming, had great meaning to the Israelites. At one time, it meant a day of future fulfillment. But because of Jeremiah, the Israelites began to think of it as more of a process of suffering, transition, and then a completion of hopes and promises. And I think we can identify with this process ourselves. You know, we enter a period of pain. We surrender to God's will for us. And then we move on to the graces that we receive from the acceptance of God's will. As Jesus says in today's gospel, unless a grain of wheat falls upon the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. The old covenant began the times of freedom from physical slavery. The new covenant begins the time of freedom from slavery of sin. This is God's promise to the Israelites and to us. This will allow him to be, allow them to be his people in the absence of a temple, which at the time of Jeremiah is destroyed. And God is answering the question on every Israelite's mind after the temple is gone. Where is our God now? And perhaps we've asked that same question ourselves. But this new covenant has the answer. This new covenant allows the Israelites to move into an interior relationship with God. You know, no temple worship is required. Judah, as a people, had to learn a new way of faith. It had to let go of the temple and the king that God had taken from them. But he does not leave them without hope. He gives them the prophets in general, and specifically the person of Jeremiah, who provides a book of comfort. How often have we been tried in such a way and been given such consolations? And in my own life, I've been blessed with many such consolations many times. I've seen my external world crumble, only to find that that destruction was required to receive even greater blessings. And we've all experienced such a pruning to go along with our planting. You know, Jeremiah tells us, everyone, from the least to the greatest, shall know me. Everyone. That is, all shall know God. What a promise. Jeremiah is telling Judah that she doesn't need kings or priests to know God. This information is in her heart and will always be there. And Jeremiah goes on to say, for I'll forgive the iniquity and no longer remember their sin. And what a wonderful example of God's amazing love for Judah and for us. He will hold Judah blameless from this day forward, even after all she had done in breaking covenants. Isn't that just an awesome example of a merciful God? And how many times we've broken our own covenant with God, during Lent perhaps, yet he still wants us back. He goes as far not to just to write the law on our hearts, but forgives us when we break the law, as we often do. This story of God's love for Judah shows us so much. You know, it's easy living in 2015 to forget the whole history of our salvation, which has at its apex, at this point in our history, the Paschal sacrifice. For God loved us, but God loved his people for thousands of years before Christ and for thousands of years after the death and resurrection of Christ. He draws everyone to himself. For God so loved his people that he wanted to be as close to them as possible. He wanted them to have him in their hearts. So he wrote the first new covenant there, where it could never be lost or destroyed, only ignored. From the covenant in the desert to the new covenant written in our hearts to the covenant we experience at the altar today, God has been showing his unending love for us and showing us how to love each other. May he be praised forever. Amen.
Amen.